Today we're going to be talking about the Pyrotechnics Guild International. And joining us, we've got Connie Woodman. Connie?
Yes, that's correct. How are you?
Good. And Skylar?
Yes.
Skylar, what's your last name?
Marshall. Skylar Marshall.
Skylar Marshall. Connie does marketing with...
Yeah, I'm the media chair for the Pyrotechnic Guild International, which we refer to as the PGI.
Okay, PGI.
It's a little easier.
Easier to say, yeah. I did a trick question on somebody earlier. I got it, yes. And Skylar?
I am also a part of the art media crew. Okay. We have a podcast called The Ignition Point, and I am one of the hosts for that.
Yes. Okay. I saw that on your website,
yes.
Or on the website.
So yeah. It's new this year. We started this team this year.
2 episodes in.
Pyrotechnic Guild Institute, PGI. Okay. Yep. This is a convention. Again, you call it a convention, but you got a couple of shows open for the public as part of it. But the convention, so tell everybody a little bit about what is PGI all about? What's the purpose?
Yep. So the PGI was founded actually in 1969, and the purpose of it, our mission is to bring people together who love pyrotechnics, fireworks, we'll just call them fireworks, right? At all different levels. So we have hobbyists, we have professionals, we have families. There's all different types. You know, we have consumer type fireworks, class, what we call Class C, and show displays. The thing that kind of differentiates us when people always ask, why would I go to a public night? Most of our shows today are what we call pyro musicals, where the pyrotechnic devices are timed precisely to the music, which is very different than somebody just playing music and blam in the sky. So it's quite beautiful and a very different way to present fireworks. It's very artistic.
I'm guessing technology is having great involvement with a lot of this.
Yeah, being able to, you know, plug a device into a module and have it, you know, go off at a certain time code has definitely changed that. A little different than just hand lighting things or, you know, just pressing buttons whenever you want to.
Yeah. I'm thinking about, you mentioned back in the late 60s, so starting, but things have changed so much since then. And part of it has got to be especially, I would guess, the commercial people that work in this have commercial products, new things there. But the people that are setting those off, they can learn the latest and greatest.
Absolutely. And that's one part of, to go back to what we do at the PGI, we consider ourselves a teaching organization. So when people come to our convention, which is August 3rd to the 8th, we have all-day seminars during the course of the day where people can go and get their certification, their shooter certification, so that they are certified to work on a public display out in the open world. Every kind of, I don't know what.
There's so many different seminars for members. You know, anything from like a fire dancing you know, how to build fireworks 101, or you know, learning how to create or make your own black powder. There's just so many different aspects and different seminars. And, you know, if you have an area of fireworks that you're passionate about and want to teach a seminar, you can too as a member. So there's just a lot of different...
there's so many levels.
Range of things to do. And, you know, there's the Junior Pyro
organization.
Yeah. And they spend all week setting up for the show on Wednesday. And that ranges from six-year-olds to 18-year-olds. And they set up the entire show. They're wiring it. They also have it choreographed to music. You know, there really is something for everyone.
By the time these kids get out of the Junior Pyrotechnic Association, they are starting to become members of the leadership in our organization.
Sure.
Because we are 100% a volunteer organization. And the other thing I want to say is safety is our number one priority. The whole mission is to ensure that people can enjoy fireworks in a safe manner. That is our number one priority.
Well, let's talk a little bit about the show part, because that's good. Well, you do have two public shows.
We do.
And this is where the public can actually buy tickets, come in. if they don't want to join or whatever, but this is an opportunity. They can come in and see actually a show. And okay, so we had our 4th of July fireworks, you know.
Yeah.
But we have a contract agency that comes in and does the show and that sort of thing. And they might be members. I'm pretty sure they are. But they come in and do the show. But we're talking the new shows.
Yes. So this Sunday night's really going to be spectacular. We'll start the evening off with an anthem, and then we're going to move into a show that's going to be very unique. It's part of the new technology. It'll be presented by a company called Rozzy's, and this will be a pyro musical that has pyrotechnic devices and 2,500 drones. So this combination of drones and pyrotechnics together is really come around the last 3-4 years to really made some momentum. 2,500 drones is an enormous number of drones.
Yeah, and when you see, if you've seen a drone show, you know, as they've kind of made their way into popularity, you know, you might see 600, 500, but 2,500.
That's correct. And I have been told that there is a surprise, the finale of that show is not to be missed. It's going to be amazing. So, and then we'll go on to two more pyrotechnic pyro musicals, and then competition. And so on the other nights that we're here, where public isn't allowed, we have competition and and where people will present shells that you can't see anywhere.
Okay. These are, again, that's pretty interesting because, it is. You have businesses. This is part of what they do. And the new and innovative things, I'm guessing, are, they're coming up with new stuff. Like you said, 2,500 drones.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't know what their plan is with the drones, but they are now shooting fireworks off of drones as well.
They will be.
And so, you know, it's an added level of artistic display, I suppose.
It is going to be. Now, one thing, we do have, ticket opportunities still available. Saturday and Friday? Sunday and Friday?
Sunday and Friday. So on Sunday, we still have tickets available. You want to go to pgi.org/tickets. And the tickets are $20 for an adult and $12 for a child. There are some family packs that get you a discount, and you can also buy in bulk. I think people may know about that, but you can get up to 50 tickets or 100, and that brings the price down to $12 per ticket or $10 per ticket. So there are some great opportunities, you know, to bring your whole company, to bring your friends, or, you know, even for some organizations to resell tickets within their
Now, and the one thing, too, is everything's online.
Everything is online. Yeah, yes, there is no cash at the door.
Yeah.
No, if you come to the door and you don't have a ticket, you're going to have to go on your phone. You're going to have to go to pgi.org/tickets.
Buy it there.
Buy it right there.
And get it downloaded to your phone.
That's correct. You're going to need a QR code to get in. We have no cash.
So, again, something that's, new technology.
Yes, new technology.
It's pretty common everywhere else, too. Again, if they get there early enough, do they get a chance to see some of the different people that have displays and stuff set up out there?
So, we have a public area.
Okay.
So, you know, there's just a public area. They'll be able to see people in the field working because it's very visible from the public area.
But, again, safety.
Yeah, we can't. I mean, if people would like to become, if there are people in the community who want to become members of the PGI and attend the convention, they can absolutely do that.
Yeah.
It's about $100 to be a member and then $350 to go to the convention. And then you can be on the inside and do whatever you
seminars,
want.
Go to the seminars.
You can see if you can work on a show because people are always looking for people to help them wire the shows. Because everything is electrically fired. There's really very little hand firing anymore.
Again, part of new technology and safety first.
Safety first.
My mind was, you know what, as long as we have open flame, There we go.
Smell the smoke is what we say.
This is, again, go online. You can get tickets again for the Sunday show. What about Friday?
Friday is the same, but you can buy tickets online for Friday. We do have them. That's what we call our grand finale. And that will be a spectacular evening also. I think there's four or five shows in the lineup. Many of the shows on Friday will be the shells will have been made in America, and one of the shows, every device has been made during the convention by our members. So, you know, it'll be quite an evening. The tickets are $29.99 for adults and $12 for tickets. I don't believe we have any bulk sales for Friday because. Okay.
Yeah, but it's the end.
Yeah, it's the end. Yeah, we'll be out of here on Saturday.
You do conventions every year.
We do.
This year it came to Central Iowa Expo. How has it been out there outside of the rain? We've had a lot of rain.
I was wondering, is this more rain than usual?
Yeah. Yes, it is. Yeah. Yeah. There's a lot more than usual.
Yeah. It's making it a little challenging setting the guns and everything, but
not nearly as bad as last year. And we were in Minnesota in Brainerd, and that was a mud pit for the most part. So this location is much more gracious with its
you will have parking in like an open field area.
Oh, yes.
The water is drained off there pretty good, it looks like.
There will be public parking inside the expo, and then if we have overflow, it'll be out in a field.
Okay.
I've not been in that field, but I think things are okay. Nobody's touched it. They're trying to get it dried out. But Boone has been great to us. People are so friendly and so nice everywhere we go. We were at the Colorado Grill.
Sure.
We had a nice dinner, and they were all excited because their whole company is coming.
They're coming to watch the show.
They are.
That's their Christmas party, actually.
There we go.
Yeah.
Hey, Christmas in August now.
Right. Yeah, Christmas in August.
So this year, you came to, when you were last year, you said Minnesota. You go different states or just move around every year? What do you do? How does that come about?
Well, we have to find places like the Central Iowa Expo. We need some buildings. We need open space. Yeah. We need hotels and camping. And it's, you know, we tend to end up in the Midwest. We've been to Ames. We've been to, no, not Ames.
We were down in Newton, I think.
We were in Newton. No, but we were also in another place in Iowa years ago. I can't think of the name of it.
But
we've been to many places in Iowa. I think we're going to be in Wisconsin next year.
Okay.
I'm not sure it's been completely announced.
Wisconsin, Wyoming.
Yeah. So you have spots, again, where it's accessible. They come from East Coast, West Coast.
That's correct.
You've got all kinds of people that come in. And
we have a lot of people from the Midwest. Our largest population is from the Midwest. And then we have people coming from both coasts
And international. I mean, it is the Pyrotechnics Guild International. So we do have folks that come overseas. We have someone actually flew in yesterday from the United Kingdom. So
Is that Steve? Mm-hmm. Oh, I didn't know
he's here.
He's here.
Well, he's trying to get here. He's stuck in. We'll see.
we'll let him get there.
We tend to have several people from outside of the country that attend our conventions. Mm-hmm. Last year we had three guys from Malta, UK. We've also had Lithuanians. I don't know, Australian, Jamaican. It's really kind
just
of fun.
A lot of it is, I'm guessing, just the new things, the new technology that keeps showing up. And if you've got people that are doing this, this is their business.
Yes.
They're doing a lot of research and development, I'm guessing. And
that's
put
right.
To what we can do to put on the best show. It's an artistic show.
It is. It is all an art form. And, you know, there are people who create new formulas for new colors, pattern shells, multi-break shells, balls in the sky, which we call chrysanthemums. You know, it's really interesting because we have a manufacturing license, so we can build on site. And it's really amazing what people's new devices are doing. And that's what the public, if they come in to these two nights,
they'll see some of those.
They're going to see some stuff. I've never had somebody come to a PGI convention with me that was green, had never done so, walk away going, well, that was nothing. But they're like, holy moly, I had no idea I was going to see anything like this.
And one thing, since it's music and all choreographed, basically, the whole thing's choreographed. If you happen to be sitting a ways away and you think you're going to catch the whole show, you're not.
Right. And I was actually going to speak to that. You know, there's obviously when people think about fireworks, the aerial fireworks is what you think about. And there's a lot more to the different dimensions of these pyromusicals. So there's different layers. You know, there's ground fireworks. There might be strobes on the ground that add an extra effect. There might be something that's a little bit shorter that's in front of something that's bigger. So there really is a multi-level dimension that you really need to see to get the whole picture.
And you need to be up close.
Yeah. Right.
In the close distance, the proper distance.
Yeah. Safety close.
The safety first, yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I think there's a lot of different devices on top of what Connie was just saying that you don't usually see that are a little bit smaller, but still, you know,
It's a big part of the show.
Boom.
Well,
yeah.
It is. The ground devices are a big part of these shows, and that you will not see from sitting in your car off site. And people think that they're going to get the full effect of the show out on the road, sitting on the road. There's no way. They'll never have that same experience.
You won't be able to hear all the music choreographed and the whole works.
No. It's a whole production. The whole evening is a production. It's meant for entertainment and for people to enjoy themselves. There's going to be 6 food trucks. You know, I think that people will really enjoy themselves. They will definitely have an experience of, like none other. So
when you, again, about the show itself, so how do you organize that? Who kind of oversees that? Right. I mean, you got to have like an overall director and then I'm guessing multiple groups and we can do this.
Yeah.
I mean, who's going to get 2,500 drones? How are we going to get them all up at once?
Right. So each presentation is run by a different organization or company because we could have club shows.
Sure.
And so, as I mentioned earlier, the PGI is a volunteer organization. We have multiple layers. So we have a production team. So there are a group of people who solely monitor and manage the entire field to ensure that each organization or company have the proper distances from one another. They know what types of devices they're going to be utilizing. And they manage the whole field and then run it. You know, like any production you would see, they are in control of the entire evening. We have a safety team. We have a security team. We have a full fire medical team. As I said, we're a full volunteer organization. Each one of us play a role in ensuring that our week's event is a success. It's a big undertaking. Yeah. There will be about 2,000 people who will attend. But at the height of the week, there'll be about 2,000 members who will come to the PGI and participate in this community.
Okay. The big thing, our show's coming up. I'm going to say, like, if they go to the show Sunday night, I'm going to call it more like you're going to see multiple acts.
Yes.
You're going to see one, then you're going to see the next, and then the next. Then
Yes. There'll be about 5 different events that they'll take. It's not just one.
Yep.
There'll be about 5 different presentations for folks to come and enjoy.
And if you don't get enough there, go back on
Friday. Then you come back on Friday.
Go back on Friday where the big finale is.
Yeah, that's correct. And that will be a big show.
And also different acts. You know, there's
different things will be. It's not all going to be the same.
No, it's not. On Friday, we have what's called the member showcase. And those are the biggest and the best shells that will be brought to the PGI. We'll be shooting a 24-inch shell that evening.
Whoa.
And that is a big show.
That's a biggie. Yep. Yeah. Just for perspective for folks, you know, typically in your municipality shows, you're probably seeing at the largest, maybe a 6-inch, just depending again on your location and your budget. But so 24-inch in diameters is quite large.
And then there'll be other big multi-break shells. That will be what we call a chrysanthemum, but there will be other big multi-break shells that, you know, are not seen anywhere in any municipality.
Right. And all handmade, too, the member showcase.
They do that. So. Okay. The big thing is, again, ticket availability still there. It's all done digitally.
Yep.
Again, pgi.org/tickets. And you can go whichever one you want to try.
That's correct.
And again, that'll get you into the site for the show.
That's correct.
And it could be either again on Sunday or Friday.
That's correct.
Otherwise, just if you're interested in finding out more about PGI and finding out more about the, well, listen into the podcast, Skylar does.
Yes.
Those kinds of things, or joining and how to be part of it.
Yes.
Or if you're thinking you want to be a professional and do this kind of stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Become a member.
You become a member.
Yeah, PGI.org and all of those. The link to the podcast is there. There's a link to membership. Facts and questions, all of the things that a website would have.
And we also are active on social media, on Facebook and
Instagram and TikTok now as well.
Yep, actually. And YouTube, of course.
Yes. Oh, we got that. Connie Windham, Skylar Marshall has been our guest from PGI International, Pyrotechnics Guild International.
That's correct.
There we go. And hey, I do appreciate you coming in because a lot of people just think about the show itself. It's going to be like a fireworks show I saw on the 4th. No, it's not.
Yeah.
It's much more than that. And again, it's a great opportunity to have some new friends come to join us here in Central Iowa. Thanks for coming in today.
We're so happy to be here in Boone. Yeah.
Yes. Thanks for having us. And hopefully everyone comes out and sees us and we can maybe come back another year.